It's a good test for my heart, man.
All right, guys, fire away for Quentin.
When'd you know you're going to start?
The next day after the Pittsburgh game, we had a team meeting just to go over some of the clips, and that's when Coach announced the starting lineup right before practice. So we were able to get a day with that group, and we felt good in practice. We were able to compete that day, and the following day as we prepare for Virginia. And it was just all about confidence, really. We felt confident with one another. We liked the group. And our teammates on top of that, they were definitely challenging us, but they support whatever the coaching staff has for us.
What was your emotion when you heard that you would be moved in the starting lineup?
No, I mean, with the Pittsburgh game, not really playing much. As a captain, I was just trying to stay composed, make sure my guys were in it, as well as me, because stuff like that. I mean, it's easy to get down on yourself. So I was a little bit surprised, but I was really looking forward to the opportunity, so I just tried to make the most of it. And on top of that, my teammates had my back. They were excited for me, and they let me know that, and that actually meant a lot to me.
Q, after you made the two threes, you came down the other end, got the block. You looked like you showed a little more emotion there than you did when you made the threes. I imagine that felt pretty good.
Definitely. I mean, just heard from my dad, just play with enthusiasm, have some fire to you. Not only get yourself going, but get your teammates going, let them know that you're really into the game and passion. So I just felt confident.
They came all the way back to tie you at 49. How were you able to then turn it around and go on that run to put this one away?
The funny thing about it, once it was 49 up, all of us just had smiles on our face on the timeout, because we just knew we were ready. It was like, all right, if they're making a game, let's make it a game. And so we just came out, did what we had to do, made a little cushion, and we were able to knock down some free throws at the end of the game just to keep ourselves up.
What did you think of the atmosphere today?
It was awesome. I mean, after we had the flags walk up the court, I looked up and the crowd was just, it was a great, great atmosphere. We had all the students there, even early, and that gets us going, just hearing the students excited. But we had a really good time out there.
Defensive.
How important was this win for you guys today?
It's definitely a big win. Virginia's a really good team, but we prepare pretty well for each game. And I must say, we expect to win things like this. We're not going to downplay it. This is a huge win for us. Now we're 1-2 in the league, and we get to go to North Notre Dame and make that happen as well.
Defensively, Virginia was working a lot of off-the-ball screens. How difficult was it to play that defensively?
You know, they're a really good team as far as reading the defense. And a lot of their flares and stuff. It was a good scout. We prepared well. We knew our main coverage, but with Virginia being so well coached, they make reads, so we have to also make our adjustments. And players like Adam, they picked up on that pretty quickly, and they let the other guys know, and it helped us defend a lot better.
How big a priority was cutting them off the three-point line?
Especially at the end. I mean, they're a good three-point shooting team, such as Parentes, but we just have to make sure that you can't help too much when they're driving the ball, because they're really looking to kick it, and that they do well on the three-point line. So that was another part of our preparation and scout.
Do you think you might have surprised a little bit because you had not been shooting the threes like you did today?
I mean, I always feel like I'm hot. I'm not really surprised at all.
Did you go into the game thinking, like, I want to give this team a boost with them, you know, perimeter scoring? Or did I just kind of...
Got my open shot. Marcus got me a little rub at the beginning of the game. Saw it go through. And like any shooter, like any scorer, once you see the ball go through, the green light goes on. And just that much more aggressive. And the confidence is built. And confidence really is what makes shots.
You went on the run, you know, 49 all. But Coach pointed out how big you were on the defensive end. How big was it to follow up those baskets by getting?
It was huge. It was huge, especially with James rebounding the ball. I think he had about 9 rebounds. Some huge rebounds to start the second half. And we really locked in. I think something that we emphasized after the Pittsburgh game was concentration. And I think that we had some good guys out there that believed in us. And we just stayed locked in and did our coverage.
Any more for Quentin?
Coach had mentioned that you put in some extra work. Like I said, this break, can you describe a little bit what that was?
May you repeat that?
He said you put in some more work, extra work. Was that shooting
stuff you're
doing? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our coaches, they've been around the this area, Zelnak, McCamish a lot more often since we're on the break. And I know in particular, me and Adam and even Josh is starting to do it. But I got it after Adam, just making sure I'm getting shots up every day. X amount of shots, game days, just make sure I'm in a rhythm. And but I mean, I say my work ethic has been pretty consistent. And sometimes that goes unnoticed, but I mean, I think it just, it shows in games like this where it's just confidence and you know that you put the work in. And so you're gonna believe in yourself, you're betting on yourself.
What's your feeling about the 41-20-29 rebounding differential?
We take pride in our rebounding as a team. And that's definitely something that we emphasize before the game, during the game, even after the game. So a differential like that is what really helps us win those type of games.
How would you compare the defensive focus and effort today in the last couple of games?
I would say with the way that Virginia plays, with their reads, we see that they're reading the ball really well. So, I mean, just emphasize, our concentration levels are just at its highest, I feel, especially in the last 8 minutes of the game when we need stops and rebounds.
Last year, y'all played at Charlottesville and were held to 28 points. Was this a game that the team had circled on the calendar this year?
Definitely. We did not let that go by easily. I took it to heart. We all took it to heart. But I think with the firepower that we have, that definitely helps. We got each other. We believed in each other. We got each other's our open shots. And that was the difference.
Nice beating a team that has some local guys like Brogdon, Wilkins, so it makes it a little more special, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely. You see those guys in high school and AAU, stuff like that. So we have some sort of a relationship. And so there's like definitely a respect level out there. And it was nice to see those guys.
Okay, you good? All right, thanks, Cube.
Thanks, Cube.
Hey, Darren. Good, how you doing?